lived a life of a millionaire. Spending my money, I didn't care. I carried my friends out for a good time, buying bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. When I began to fall so low, I didn't have a friend and no place to go. So if I ever get my hand on a dollar again, I'm gonna hold on to it till them eagles grin. Nobody knows you when you down and out.
The area here has a lot of very poor homeless people in it, and women. There are a lot of places for men. And it seemed to be a good idea to open a place where, you know, women could come in and have some hospitality, have free food, free clothes, and a place for them to just kind of come together without any hassles.
That was Kip Tiernan, who, along with Kathy McKenna, started Rosie's, a storefront for street women in Boston. The women who come to Rosie's are largely homeless and mostly alcoholic. They range in age from 35 to 65. Many of them have been in mental institutions or jails. Many of them live literally in the streets. Sometimes they crash at a friend's house, but often they prostitute themselves for a bottle and a roof.
Yes, baby, I've been drinking. I shouldn't come by, no, no. But I found myself in trouble, darling, and I had no place else.
Homeless women tend to make themselves invisible. Alcoholic women are often ashamed to admit they have a drinking problem. Consequently, it's difficult to estimate the number of women who are on the skids in Boston. Some say there may be as many as 1,000 homeless women in the city. They have no Salvation Army, no long-term overnight shelter, and no chronic disease ward. Sometimes they go to Sancta Maria, a shelter where they can stay for 3 days. But when they really get bummed out, they'll go to Boston Detox to dry out before returning to the streets again.
I think it's a shame. I don't know how we can do it, is that if we could somehow get to these women before they get to this point. Because once they become homeless, then if there is such a thing as more despair, more hopeless and helplessness sets in, and they sort of just give up.
One problem with the homeless adults division is that it's a one-shot deal. In other words, there's no follow-up.
I think it's, to them, maybe pretty degrading to have to come to welfare for some of them.
Until the state began to set up detox centers which accepted women, most agencies did not believe there were many females on Skid Row. A homeless woman might as well be crazy because that's the way she's treated.
I used to live in a big fine house with many rooms and a wide open door. And all of my friends came to visit me there, but I don't answer that bell anymore. I used to live in a big fine house. I had rooms for 20 friends or more. Now I run begging from lover to friend for a pallet on any old floor.
Once it was easy.
aprons and dustpans and such. But now I'm a traveling maybe. Once it was me who gave all the parties. I baked the bread, I spread the feast, I poured the wine. Now I receive all my friends in a bar, and none of those glasses are mine. How about the bar's whole notions of freedom and drinking with friends or all alone?
When men are released from Boston detox, they can usually find a space, if they want it, in one of the 40 halfway houses throughout the state. On the other hand, there are only 3 halfway houses for women, and they all have long waiting lists.
Any bootlegger, show you the pal of mine. Oh, the good old Butler D. We'll get it all the time. When I'm feeling high, ain't nothing I won't do.
Well, I've been in 3 different detoxes. Food drinking. 2 different psychiatric hospitals. I've lost 2 children. And I don't believe a social drinker loses children or jobs or ends up in hospitals like that.
I lost a job. Been detoxed 4 times. Lost my self-respect, my furniture, my clothing, everything, my car.
During the past 3 years, I constantly was having to settle for less and less. My life became unmanageable. Many, many years. Hospitalizations over and over, suicide attempts over and over. I believe I hit my bottom.
Yeah, my mother broke up housekeeping. I was told to get a room, or if I wanted, I could have stayed at my brother's house, but there would be no drink. Or I could have stayed at my other big brother's house, possibly. Or they would have got me a room, but there would be no drink. So I spent the check money, did not get the room. A friend of mine gave me more money, I spent that money. I wound up in detox. No home, no money, no nothing.
These women are alcoholics. Many women alcoholics are hidden drinkers and very practiced in keeping their drinking underground. One woman told me that she would go out and buy a bottle in the morning, drink it, and sleep it off before her husband would return from work in the evening. A double standard still prevails in the world of wine and roses. People will tolerate the man who can't handle his liquor, but the woman who drinks too much in public finds that she is socially unacceptable, so she often hides and denies her drinking.
Out on the streets, it is not uncommon in the winter to see women sitting up all night in the Boston City Hospital emergency wing, in bars or train and bus stations until they close, or in cafeterias like the Waldorf. Others freeze to death in empty buildings or on the street if they don't find someone to shack up with.